this is the Svatemis to live by. There are a lot of them to live by. This is the Svatemis to live by. You'll see in a minute why. Very honored that you're here, and it's very special for Hashem that you also been able to be here. Big effort. You know, it's like 2 feet and 2 wheels. I mean, you know. A lot of work. A lot of big investment.
Okay. Good. We're going to study from the Svatemis to Parsa, to Parshas Shoftim. First, on page 150 in these editions of the Svatemis, from Shnat Tov Resh Mem Tes, on the left side, Ba'adoni Avi Zikni, Meiri Virabi, quoting from his grandfather, the Holy Kedusha Arim. Now, the pasuk in this parasha tells us one of the most important, basic, yet difficult mitzvahs of the Torah. Tamim tihye im Hashem Eloka. That's tmimus. What is tmimus? Now, when we talk about tmimus amongst us, as if we're talking about people and how they relate to one another, so there we talk about being trusting, someone who's innocent, unsuspecting. Vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being tamim, being wholehearted, means trusting. Specifically, either, according to Rashi, don't ask about what the future does or doesn't hold for you. Just know that it is with Hashem that the future rests, and what your future holds is in His hands. You're in good hands. According to the Ramban, tamim means you should only trust in Hashem, but you are allowed to ask. And that's why the pasuk then continues to psukim later and says, Navi mikir b'cho me'achecha kamayim yakim l'cha Hashem l'kecha. You can ask, but it must be from Hashem, from a Navi. Medrash Sefrei also says that these are connected. That tamim tihye im Hashem l'kecha, you should be trusting of Hashem. It's not only that, you know, just don't worry, you're in good hands. No. You want to know. You want to know what is the right move. And not only about something that might pertain to Yiddishkeit, but even personally, what's best and what the future might hold. Which road should be best to take? You ask, if you can, if there's available such information, comes from a Navi. Not from all those listed earlier, the Kaisim Ksamim, the Ma'ainim, the Menachesh, the Machashesh, the Chayber Chavit, the Shayel Oyv, Yudaini, Darish Alameisim. Those are all Toyavas Hashem Kol. Then Lashon of the Sifre is Shemba Toyma. If you don't turn to the astrologers, you don't turn to the diviners, tarot card readers, palm readers, if you don't turn to them, so you're going to ask, Lahem Yesh B'mali Hishael. The Gentiles have all kinds of ways of trying to know the future and feel somewhat more comfortable when they have to make a decision. Veli Ainli, Talmud Leimar. Therefore the Torah says, no, you are different. Hashem does not give you over into the hands of the astrologers, the diviners. Rather, instead you turn to the says the Chidushevim. So now what? If that's the point of the Torah, saying, no, you're not going to ask astrologers, you're not going to ask diviners, tarot card readers, that's not where you're at. They said that the Feigelman Lovitch, the great founder of Yeshiva Tev Das, really was put in Yeshiva Tev Das into what became magnificently important. So many Doris that came from Yeshiva because of Rav Mendelovich. They say that he was not successful in business and he was failing and he ended up in one of these places where they read his past. And the person started to say all of the failures and all of the problems. And then when the person reading the poem started to talk about the future, at that point you're not allowed to listen. He ran out the door. Because about the past, they can say whatever they want. But once they start prognostication of the future, that's already awesome. So at that point, Rav Mendelovich said, I can't listen anymore. And they say that he himself said, as he
rounded the corner, as he got right out the door, he heard the woman or the man say, "And you'll always be a Shem." So he was a great success in Torah, and for the sake of Klal Yisrael.
Tarasar,
yeah. So Prekta Kedusha Rim. So if the point is that you don't ask them, we have Nevi'im instead. So how about today? For all these many generations, no Nevi'im. Let's see this time. Tadeni of his victim, very Rebbe Zalomar. Ki ish Yisrael tzorech li yosh tamim. Af al pi shenos netera hatam nabi mi kirbacha. Me'achecha kamayni. And no longer do we have Nevi'im. You still have to be tamim. Him kein ata she'en lo nevi. Hadra kushya leduk. And the way the Medrash says it, Shema tzoymer lo, lahem yesh b'mali hishayel, v'li engli. Where do we turn to get a sense of some, not guarantee, but some sense of security in a world and in a life that's so complex, so challenging, and so full of twists and turns, and sometimes so forbidding, and so full of, therefore, anxiety? What should we do? Afal became, Anu ein lanu ele yediyas ha-Torah. We have a Torah, and the Torah tells us much, and the Chachamim tell us quite a bit. But that's it. Whatever the Torah will tell us, that's how we follow, that's how we live. There where the Torah informs Gedolim, they will tell us. There where we have to wait to hear the word of Hashem directly, we wait. We wait. But we don't run away and say, but Am Yisrael, we don't have anyone to turn to, and we don't get direction, and we can't trust in anyone but ourselves. No, we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we have to wait to hear from Him. And then he quotes, again from the Chiddush Yerim, fascinating explanation of the pasuk. It's the pasuk in Yishayahu, the very beginning of Yishayahu, Simen Nun, part of the Haftarah, the Parshas Eked. Koya Marashah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eze Sefer Krisus Imchem Asher Shlachtiyo. Where does it get? You think that I've driven you Jews away and I'm no longer your Hashem, you're no longer my Am Yisrael. Where's the get? Eze Sefer Krisus Imchem Asher Shlachtiyo. What kind of a get did I give to Mother Israel, to Knesset Israel, to send her off free from me? No. I'm still yours and you're still mine. Now, the kasha is that the very same pasuk continues. You were sold off because of your averus, because of your rebellious sin. Shulucha imchem. Knesset Yisrael was sent off. The tasha is what's going on. We're sent away, but there's no safer crisis. We're sent away without a get. What does that mean? What is the Rabbi saying? Are we a get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila? Yes or no? Of course the answer is. But then why doesn't the pasuk say it? Why is there this seemingly this equivocation? Where's the get? And then it says, yeah, it's because of the Rabbi Nois, Pesheichem, Shulucha Imchem. Mother Israel was sent away from Hashem. So what's the pshat? Says the Chiddush. Upirish bazeh haposuk. Eze sefer krisus imchem asher shlachtiyo. V'amar, Chiddush Yerim said, the Islo, it says in the Torah, the custom of a sefer krisus and us and biyado, and you give a get. A person gives a get to his wife, gives it into her hand. V'shilcha mibeisai. And sends her off away from his home. They're not allowed to live in the same domicile anymore. And she is sent off from his home. La'afuke, the Gemara says, the get won't be kasha if it's given l'mi shemishtalaches v'chazere. She always comes back. If she doesn't have the ability to understand that this means she can't and shouldn't be with him anymore, if she doesn't have the ability to comprehend that, and therefore she's always coming back, insisting that she's still his, then the get isn't kasher. But anachnu b'nei Yisrael, afilu yishlochenu chas v'shalom. Yeah, we're sent away. But the point of the Navi is you're sent away, but we're waiting at the door to come back in. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're going into Golus and you're going out of Eretz Yisrael, and it's because of your pshayim that you're being so punished, still, afilu yishlochenu chas v'shalom kama pa'am, and we're driven out from one home to the next. Ein lanu makum acher. We have nowhere else to go, and nowhere else where we want to go. Rak chayzrin elov. Return always to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, we're here again. We're not going anywhere. Just waiting for Him, like it's described in Shir HaShir. We're there. We're at the door. You're at our door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's very little that's separating us. Lama b'pesach, waiting at the doorway. Ad shiyelachem aleinu. That's the pshat in the pasuk. It's not
It's a kibar. It's not a sefer krisus because it's not kosher. It's not kosher because Am Yisrael says no. We don't accept. We don't. We're here. We're with you. We're not going away. V'chein ein sefer krisus lano. Because Baruch Hu might do what looks like he's sending us away, but it's not ever completely effective. We're just waiting at the door to come back in. Ad kan dibrei pichoch.
Yes, if he wants it, and we just
distributed it. Not really. It means he knows, expects that we just don't, that we're not accepting. And that's built into the relationship. Now he's going to say a fascinating thing now on his side, the Sfas Emes. What does the Gemara really mean? Gemara means the woman is not intellectually capable of understanding the process. She's never chayalenu amun ashaita she'ein yachayla to his garish. She can't become divorced. He says, "V'kamoy came be'ish Yisrael." That's what we are. We are that woman who just we are so bound up in our trust with and in our relationship with Hashem, and we are so not able to leave him that even that we've done chatayim, but that we should see ourselves as capable or being able to listen to him say, "I'm sending you off," we don't hear it. He says it now in such an interesting way. You have to intellectually say, "Oh, I'm not dependent on God. I have other thoughts. I have other knowledge. I have other sources for my well-being. I have science. I have my wherewithal. I have my what I can do. I have what the world teaches me to accomplish without him." Once Am Yisrael says there's nothing without him, to the extent that we say there's nothing without him, we're at his door. To the extent that we say there's nothing without him, we are like that woman who doesn't have the ability to hear anything but "I am Hashem." We're still not able to understand that we're anything but Hashem, that therefore there's no sefer. That's what the Navi is saying. We are like a woman who just can't comprehend being without, and that there is the possibility of being without him, because to us, in our simple, the simplest Jew, if he's a frum yid in his heart, I'm Hashem's. Hashem could be angry with me. Hashem could be enraged at my behavior, and enraged at the behavior of Klal Yisrael, to the point that look at what we're suffering through in this Golus. But we're still his. He's our Adoin Kol. He's the Baalim. He's the Baal. We're still married to him, and that's the beauty of that stubborn, innocent stubbornness, and that's tzimimus. He's saying, you see, that tamim tia in Hashem Elokecha means that there is nothing, whatever science says, whatever the doctors say, whatever the prognosticators, for sure not, whatever the diviners, for sure not, whatever the politicians, the geopolitical geniuses who say how peace will be achieved, how the future for the Jewish people can be achieved, how a secure future. You're kidding? Are you kidding? We don't know. We also don't believe. We also don't trust. We only know. And we're not worried. We're not anxious about it. And then he says, yeah, we don't know. We don't understand. But that's fine. B'teilim kol ha'chochmas. All ingenious ruses, ideas, paths that others would chart for us are ignored as if they don't exist. They have no possible connection to us. Kishenergeah be'amunas Hashem Yisbarach. When it comes to encroaching upon our simple amuna in Hashem, we have simple amuna in Hashem. You can call it illogical. Many people have asked, look at what the Jewish people go through. Look at what they've suffered through. Does it make sense after what they suffer through that they just they pick themselves up and say, "Nachnu aminu ve'aminu, ein lanu aminu hisha'ein, ela aminu shebashamayim, come what may." Whatever has happened, whatever will happen, doesn't matter. That's the woman who says, "I'm his. Nothing will change that." From the Mela, there's no sefer krisus. He says that it's like the Mishnah in Avius, where Rabbi Yaakov ben Mahalala was giving over. He gave over four dinim. The Mishnah says in Avius, and Chachamim argued with him, but he said, "No, this is the Kabbalah. This is the correct din." And they said, "Chazor b'chol." Change your mind and pass them like us, and if you do, we'll make you Ahbezdin, second only to the Nasi of Yisrael. And Rabbi bin Halal said, "I'd rather be called a fool, which I will be my whole life. You could have been the Ahbezdin. I'd rather be a fool my whole life than a Rasha from that moment when I betray the truth. If
the truth is, the dinim I say, that's it, I'm sticking by it. The kachar, and we cut, right, many times. And so he said, mutav shiyiyah shaita, he's paraphrasing the Mishnah in Avius. To be a kabbalah than the halal al Torah. It's better to be a shaita, kol yomam, v'loi roshah sha'achas lefnei hamak. But not be untruth. So there, talking about halachically untruthful, with fidelity towards emes, in halacha. Svasema says, same goes for all of us in Klal Yisrael when it comes to emunah. When it comes to the simple emunah of a yid, the simple emunah of a yid says, you know, it's a little bit, the language, there was this fellow, a journalist named Pearl, in the sense of how he was saying, I'm a Jew, sense of how he said it before he went out, he was murdered by Kiddush Hashem, and they photographed it or filmed it. But the sense of which he said, yes, I'm a Jew. And he was not an observant Jew. But he had that, yes, I'm a Jew, and you're going to kill me because I'm a Jew. It doesn't matter. That doesn't change. You can kill me. It changes nothing. I'm a Jew. I have one Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm a Yid. I'm his. He's mine. I believe it's going to kill you. You're going to kill me. That doesn't matter. I'd rather be like that, a shaita, but my emunah is steadfast. So that's the relationship we have, and that's Tamim Tiyanish. We don't say, I need to figure this out. You know, and that's what has happened. We're in the 21st century. We've gone through the modern era, the scientific era, where so much is understood. We need to. So what do we say? Listen to our language. Listen to the vernacular. I gotta figure this. We have to figure this out. What pretentiousness. We're going to figure it out, right? No. They figured out there are two people out in space someplace. They're supposed to come back a couple of weeks ago. They're going to be there until February. Hashem should help. They'll come back safely. But they're stuck out there, right? Because we have no way to figure out really how to get them back safely until months, and they're busy explaining. No, it's a huge lesson. We are going to figure it out. No, we're not going to figure it out. We only have a Kaddish Baruch. No, don't be machapis, don't look for some chachma, some ruse, and some from solutions, and look at the situation Am Yisrael is in today. Who can figure out what's best, how we can move forward, what's the most safe way for Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael to chart its future? Who would dare say, I know the way? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to show us the way, musician. That's what we have to beg him to show us the way. That's all. Don't be mechapis shum chachma. Rak min hater. Umeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shumai Bilvad. Va'af agav sheba emes ha-nevuah chosel lanu. That's right. We don't have nevuah. We don't have nevi'im anymore. And we're going to be therefore in many circumstances where we don't know who to ask and what's best. And so we have today. And we're living through this era. What's taught me? What should we do? We don't have to have answers. Open up the Gemara. Open up a Tehillim. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's not a cop-out. Chalila, I mean, but that's what you hear. People say, oh, what are we going to do? We're going to turn to our Kaddish. Oh, what are we going to do? And when we didn't feel so completely so lost, in those many, many times when we thought, I have an Eitzel, we're going to go, we're going to do, we're going to come here, change our place of residence, create this, go here, go there, move here, move there. Did it always succeed? It's all B'yad Hashem. And then, in Tafresh Nun Beis, the other side, he tells us how and why this works, and specifically works for us in Klal Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says, Loi Chayim, I haven't given to you the same way of life, the same standards by which to make decisions. Loi Chayim Nostamacha, Hashem Elokech. You have a whole completely different set of circumstances, and what happens or doesn't happen to you is dependent upon a completely different set of rules. The rules of the game, if you will, the structure of the universe, mamish, the structure of the universe is such that for other people there are a set of rules and processes and how things happen and how things turn and wheels turn and things end up happening in this world as they come down from Shemayim for other people in a particular way. The way that is for Klal Yisrael is completely different from the way it is for, in the case of other people. That's why coming in Hashem HaLakech. Let's see Tav Reish Nun Beis, the first piece. Ki hanhogas hateva hu rak l'umos. Things that you would say, well, that naturally has to happen. That's what you could deduct. should be. That's what logically would be, should be, will be. That's for other umas. That's the processes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over l'chola amim tachas kol hashemayim. Tachas kol hashemayim means that in the world of Ruchni is above, things come down and filter down and evolve into the circumstances and the realities of this world as I do for them. Cholak l'chol ha'amim tachas kol hashemayim. But where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Avraham Avinu? And Avraham Avinu logically, scientifically, biologically could not have children. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I'm taking you above those astrological truths and realities. I'm taking you above that low level of Shemayim where you're boxed in for a certain very limited future and one without children. I'm taking you above that. Same is the Ginyus Shelecha. Abu Bnei Yisrael, Shehem Lamalu Mitachas Hashemayim, Hanhoger Shelehem Alpi HaTorah. Our Hanhoger is Alpi HaTorah. So if we are following Torah and living Torah, so then anything is possible. This thing is not, it's unnaturally so. There's nothing that's naturally so for Kal Yisrael. We are completely not dependent upon Torah. I remember I was a young bachur in yeshiva. There was a few years older than me, 2-3 years older than me, a bachur whose sister Elaine wasn't able to see, a small girl, an infant. And he went to the doctor and said that she won't be able to see. Not a neurological disease, she will not be able to see. And they went, at that point, the Rebbe, the Rebbe, the Tzal was still alive, and went to the Rebbe and said, she will see. And she saw. So, it's a, how, why, it doesn't make a difference, I don't know. But the point is, there's no such thing as being limited in the case of a Yid or in the case of Klal Yisrael. The East of the Medrash says in the Medrash, Eilu Tol Dois Hashemayim V'Haaretz. And the Medrash, Rabbah says, Hadahu D'Chzid, this is the Tolda, meaning this is the process. One thing leads to another in Shemayim V'Haaretz, and the Medrash quotes Pasuk in Iyev. Kol Eilu K'sois D'Roch. K'sois D'Roch means the limit of Hashem's ways. What do you mean the limit of it? The limit of Hashem's ways as He set up a natural world? Kikol ha-teva ha-nigalais, the revealed teva that we see, im ki kulam b'chokhma is niflao, though it's fantastically ingenious, obviously beyond our ability to even comprehend, that's rak k'sois drachav. That's just as much as you can see, even if you can't know and understand it, but that's what is the gvul, kitzva, k'mashikosev l'chol tichla ra'isi ketz. In Pasuk Tehillim, Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz. You know what Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz means? Adkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have caused the world to continue to change and evolve in endless ways. Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz. He said to the world and its processes, "Die." Adkan. That's for everybody else. Am Yisrael, there's no Vayichulu. He said Vayichulu. That's for the Hashemayim Va'aretz as we can see it. But we are a Shabbos speaker. We're the people of Kedusha. People of Kedusha are not limited, and what will or will not happen to us is not limited to Shemayim Ba'aretz, to that kitzvah, to that stricture or limitation. The Heim Bechinus Eila Toldeis Hashemayim Ba'aretz. The case described by David HaMelech is told the Shemayim Ba'aretz. Am B'nei Yisrael Yesh Lehem Bechinus Hashleimus. We have this idea of trusting in Hashem, and then therefore accomplishing with Hashem's guidance, with His making it happen. That's all we do. Our learning, our davening. We don't care about astrology, we don't care about diviners, or about what the scientists say, or about the politics, and what the geopoliticians say. That's how we become Mekayimim of Tanim Tia in Hashem. V'anachnu Hayoyim, She'em Lanu Nevi'im, we have to strengthen ourselves in this. And sometimes we've seen this happen. Someone says, the doctor says there's no solution. I had a cousin who was told something terrible, 2 years. 13 years later, he could produce, and he did, and it was a very, very prolific Askin. He was a leader, accomplished huge things for more than 10 years beyond what the doctors had said. So It's not as if we're subject to the limitations that typically you would say we're subject to. Anachnu Hayyam, we don't have Nevi'im, we have to be Mishkazik in the Samunah. Not to think that we are dependent upon Lasur, to turn to and be dependent upon Chachmas HaTeva. Ubezen Luchul Otakim, he says, and by the way, this is a Takana, and it's in our time, my friends. In our time where we know so much, and there's so much more that man thinks he understands and thinks he can control, says this Ras Emes, we, by rejecting that, can be metaken all of that which Klal Yisrael did when we didn't listen to the Navi. Unbelievable thing. Listen to what he says. And Hashem stopped the war because we weren't listening to them anyway. And we are the ones doing tshuva for all of the generations that didn't listen to the Navi. And in our time, where we know much more, or think we do, where so much is, so to speak, understood, predictable, by us rejecting that and saying, no, as much as we know and understand, of course, we're going to do what's advised by a doctor or by we're not going to go and be relying on this and no, of course not. But we're always going to say, in spite of how much we know, and in spite of how much we are guided by professionals and scientists, or what have you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is how we live. That's coming, dear Hashem Elokecha. When there is no Navi, he says, and that's going to be a kapara for all of those times where people in Klal Yisrael were not listening to the Navi when we did have it. We who don't have the Nevi'im are going to be the ones to surge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only through Torah and Gedalim and Tamir Chachamim. Surge to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it'll be a machaper on Gans Klal Yisrael, Ba'ava and Ba'hoiva. It'll bring about, Mirtz Hashem, all the good things and the gula for